You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned now for Swing Shift with Roger Hera.
Hi, this is Indra Raj, KGNU's music director. Right now, you might be spending more time at home, away from your usual social activities. If that's making you feel alone or disconnected, an inspiring song and a friendly voice on KGNU can connect you with thousands of other listeners just like you. Strengthen that connection further by donating to make these programs you rely on possible. Your gift now in support of our programming will turn into more of the music you love later. Please take a moment to think about what KGNU means to you and make a donation at kgnu.org. And thank you.
Swing Shift, the radio show, Swing Shift, the song from the International Sweethearts of Rhythm, the theme song that I have adopted for my turn at the microphone for the Swing Shift program. Be with you tonight till 10 o'clock. And what I am going to play for you tonight are the top 15 songs of 1940. Plus one. And it's a kind of a Glenn Miller and Ink Spots feature. They were the most popular acts in the year of 1940. So, like I said, the top 15 plus one, and the plus one is a song called Blue Hawaii that Bing Crosby and Dick McIntyre and his Harmonicats did, came in at number 17. Trade Winds is the song off the Blue Hawaii album. So here is Blue Hawaii, or I'm sorry, Trade Winds.
Down where the trade winds play, down where you lose a day, we found a new world where paradise starts. We traded hearts way down where the trade winds play. Music was everywhere. Flowers were in her hair. under an awning of silvery boughs, we traded vows the night that I sailed away. Oh, trade winds, what are vows that lovers make? Oh, trade winds, are they only made to break? When it is May again, I'll sail away. Though I'm returning, it won't be the same. She traded her name way down where the trade winds play. Blow.
Whispering grass, the trees don't have to know. No, no. Why tell them all your secrets? Who kissed there long ago? Whispering grass, the trees don't have to know. The trees, they will tell the birds and bees, and everyone will know, because you told the blabbering trees. Yes, you told them once before. It's no secret anymore. Why tell them all the old things? They're buried under the snow. Whispering grass, don't tell the trees, 'cause the trees don't need to know.
Now don't you tell it to the trees, 'cause they'll go tell the birds and bees. Then everyone will know, honey, because you told the babbling trees. Yeah, you gone and done it once before. That's why it ain't no secret anymore.
Why tell them all the old things? They're buried under the snow. Whispering grass, don't tell the trees, 'cause the trees don't need to know.
found my thrill on Blueberry Hill. On Blueberry Hill, when I found you, the moon stood still on Blueberry Hill and lingered until my dreams came true.
Swallows flew out to the sea. All the mission bells will ring. The chapel choir will sing. The happiness you'll bring will live in my memory. When the swallows come back to Capistrano, that's the day I pray that you'll come back to me. Happiness you'll bring will live in my memory. When the swallows come back to Capistrano, that's the day I pray that you come back to.
The unforgettable Ink Spots, Orville, Hoppy Jones, Ivory, Deke Watson, Jerry Daniels, and Charlie Fuqua. and unforgettable sound and unforgettable act. So you had two songs from them. Open that set with Trade Winds off the Blue Hawaii album, Bing Crosby and Dick McIntyre and his Harmony Hawaiians. Then the Ink Spots with Whispering Grass, Don't Tell the Trees. And followed that with Blueberry Hill, Ray Eberle doing the vocals in front of the Glenn Miller Orchestra. And then finished that set with When the Swallows Come Back to Capistrano. Came in at number 13 that year. Blueberry Hill was number 14. And Whispering Grass was number 15. Trade Winds, the tune I opened the set with, came in at number 17. I couldn't find a copy of the number 16 song, and now I've lost my list for it, so I'll find it and mention what number 16 was. So, moving right along, going to pick up again with another Glenn Miller tune. Tuxedo Junction came in that year at number 12. Ahead of that was New San Antonio Rose from Bob Wills. And then You Are My Sunshine, a kid song done by Jimmy Davis, came in at number 10. So, Tuxedo Junction, Glenn Miller. Thank you.
within my heart like melody, a song of bold set in tone, where in dreams I live with memory beneath the stars all along. It was there I found beside Alamo enchantment strange as the blue up above, a moonlit path that only she would know. Still here's my broken song of love. Tender like petals falling apart. Speak once again of my love, my own old broken song. Empty words I know still live in my heart all alone. For that moonlit path by the Alamo and rose my rose of San Antonio.
Well, that wasn't the original version of You Are My Sunshine, but that song was written by Jimmy Davis back in 1939, released in 1940. And before that was the new San Antonio Rose, Bob Willis, and opened with Tuxedo Junction, a tune that had been written by Erskine Hawkins, Julian Dash, and Buddy Fain. Erskine Hawkins had his own orchestra, released that in 1939. Bill Johnson wrote the lyrics. And then Glenn Miller was still rising in 1940, playing a lot of covers, if you will, of songs from other sources. And his arrangement was not as popular as Erskine Hawkins. Erskine Hawkins' arrangement was number 7 in 1939, but Glenn Miller's version came in at number 12. San Antonio Rose was 11. You Are My Sunshine was number 10. And here is another Glenn Miller cover. It is the cover of When You Wish Upon a Star from the Disney movie of Pinocchio. And I'll follow that up with The Breeze and I from Jimmy Dorsey, and then another Glenn Miller cover of The Woodpecker's Song. So When You Wish Upon a Star, Glenn Miller's version came in at number 9.
Thank you. Up each morning bright and early to wake up all the neighborhood, to bring to every boy and girlie his happy serenade onward. Hear him picking out a melody, peck, peck, pecking at the same old tree. He's as happy as a bumblebee all day long. Come on and try that rhythm. Just let your heart beat with them. And when you hear that tick-a-tick-tick-tick-a-tick-tick-tick-a-tick-tick, sing right along to serenade your lady. Just find a tree that's shady and listen to that tick-a-tick-tick-tick-a-tick-tick, happy little woodpecker song.
Haven't heard that one in a long time, I'll bet. That was the Woodpecker's song. Originally Italian song written by a composer named Eldo de Lazzaro, with Italian lyrics written by a gentleman named Bruno Cherubini. English lyrics were written by a lyricist named Harold Adamson, and it's funny that that particular song was a hit in 1940, recorded by Glenn Miller with Marion Hutton doing the vocals, and the Andrews Sisters and Kate Smith also did covers of that particular song, but Glenn Miller's arrangement and version was the most peppiest and jazzy, and came in at number 7 in 1940. Before that, you heard The Breeze and I, Jimmy Dorsey, with Bob Eberle providing the vocals. That version of The Breeze and I spent 9 weeks on the charts, peaked at number 2, and then opened that set with When You Wish Upon a Star, Glenn Miller's arrangement with Tex Beneke providing the vocals of the tune from the Disney movie Pinocchio. That one came in at number 9. So, looking at the clock, it is time for me to play a message. So let me do that, and then we'll get back to the music.
Support comes from Boulder Weekly, an independently owned newspaper available at area newsstands, outdoor boxes, and online at boulderweekly.com.
We three, we're all alone, living in a memory. My echo, my shadow, and me. We three, we're not a crowd, we're not even company. My echo, my shadow, and me. What good is the moonlight, the silvery moonlight that shines above? I walk with my shadow, I talk with my echo, but where is the one I love? We three will wait for you, even till eternity. My echo, my shadow, and me.
We three, we're all alone. Seem like we're living in a memory. That's my echo, my shadow, and me. We three, we ain't no crowd. Fact is, we ain't even company. That's my echo, my shadow, and me. You know, I've been wondering, what good is the moonlight, that silvery moonlight that shines way, way up above? Here I walk with my shadow, I talk with my echo, but where is that gal that I love?
Should ask, how long would it take me to be near if you beckon? Offhand, I would figure a second. Do you think I remember how you looked when you smiled? Only forever, that's putting it mild.
If you are of a certain age, you may recognize the voice. Not necessarily the name, but the voice was the actor who did Jiminy Cricket. And that is the theme song from the Disney movie Pinocchio, written by Lee Harline and Ned Washington. And that vision was done by Cliff Edwards, who also did the voice of Jiminy Cricket in the movie. That song won the Academy Award in 1940 for Best Original Song that year. So it came in at number four, and before that was probably the shortest song that Frank Sinatra ever recorded, Only Forever. Came in at number five, being only a minute 30 seconds long. And then before that, you heard the distinctive arrangement of We Three, My Echo, My Shadow, and Me by the Ink Spots, with their characteristic narration in the middle of the song. All right, coming up to the top of the hour, and stay tuned at 10 for 2 hours of jazz coming to you live out of our Boulder studio, Jazz Lives. So I'm going to close out with the top three songs of 1940, beginning with I'll Never Smile Again. Spent 12 weeks on the charts and finished as high as number one. Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra with Frank Sinatra doing the vocals, followed by Frenesy, also spent 12 weeks on the charts and reached number one at its highest. Artie Shaw's version, of course. And then we'll close out tonight's show with In the Mood, Glenn Miller's incredible song. Spent 13 weeks on the charts at number one and carried over into 1941 also. Stayed on the charts and was featured in the movie Sun Valley Serenade, and has the distinction of receiving many honors. 1999 NPR included it in the 100 most important musical works of the 20th century. And in 83, it was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame. And in 2004, it was added to the Library of Congress National Recording Registry, which consists of recordings that are culturally, historically, or aesthetically significant. So you've been listening to Roger tonight at the microphone for Swing Shift. So I'll Never Smile Again, Frenesy, and In the Mood. Stay tuned for Jazz Lives at the top of the hour.
Smile at you. My heart would realize that our romance, I'll never love again. I'm so in love with you.
I know I will never start to smile again until I smile at you. Until I smile at you.
Thank you. Thank you for listening.
You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned now for Jazz Lives with Barbara Paris, live out of our Boulder studio.
I know you. I walked with you once upon a dream. The gleam in your eyes is so familiar a gleam, yet I know it's true that visions are seldom all they seem. But if I know you, I know what you'll do. You'll love me at once, the way you did once upon a dream.
Listen closely to the sounds of your car. You can hear the sounds of love. There's purring and humming, revving and roaring, and sometimes even whining and screeching. But when KGNU hears that you've turned your car into a vehicle donation to help support the programs you love, it brings music to our ears. Call 1-844-KGNU-CAR or go to KGNU.org to donate your vehicle today. We accept cars, trucks, boats, and more. Donating is easy, the pickup is free, and your gift is tax deductible. And thank you.